Today on episode number 540 of the School of Podcasting, we have a Because of My Podcast story. Wait till you hear this. This is so awesome. Somebody's podcast was so cool that they had to stop doing their podcast. And then we're going to get our gear on. We're going to talk about where to shop for gear. We're going to talk about the best microphones for under $100. We're going to talk about, do I need a mixer? And then in the delivery room, it's a boy. And we're going to go back over the podcast glossary and look at ease again. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, I help you massage your message. Just a little bit more to the left. Got it. I help you tackle that technology. I help you face your fears and flatten that learning curve, doggone it. And then we're going to turn you into a digital influencer, get you right into iTunes. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you feel like signing up, man, I would love to see you on the inside. Use the coupon code LISTENER, that is LISTENER, and you will save on either a single course or the whole bundle. And again, that's at schoolofpodcasting.com/start. Hey, give me just a minute to tell you about Emerald City Productions. They are a full-service recording studio that provides production, engineering, and editing. If you're thinking about starting a podcast and would like help making your content and your show just sound phenomenal, this is the place to go. Or if you're interested in just voice coaching to improve your videos and webinars, Emerald City Productions will make you sound the best. Look, it's the holiday season. How are you going to do all the shopping and the wrapping and the cookies and the pies and the parties and all that? You're going to run out of time. Well, what do? You hand it off to Danny Osment. Look, he's got a special deal for you right now. 4 episodes, $15 each. Then after those 4, the price goes up to their regular price of $40, which in itself is a steal. Think about it. You're going to get more time and you're going to sound amazing. So what you have to do is simple. Go to emeraldcitypro.com/SOP and tell them that you heard about this on the School of Podcasting. But wait, there's more. While you're over there, check out their blog. It's full of useful information. There are articles there and videos about how to sound better from recording through production and publishing. Check it out again, emeraldcitypro.com/SOP. I did an episode a couple weeks ago, and I said, you never know who's listening. And I got to tell you, it's interesting. This Monday, I host a Northeast Ohio podcasters meetup. And Matt is one of the guys that showed up. And I think if I shared this story with you yet, but to make a long story short, this Friday, I'm going to the local NBC affiliate, and I'm going to be on TV. I actually even got my hair cut and everything. I'm going to be on the Golden Opportunity Show, where I will have 4 minutes to explain podcasting to people that are older than 55 in 4 minutes. Looking forward to that. I have to wear a suit in the whole nine yards. It's going to be great. But here's the thing. My buddy Matt, who came to the Northeast Ohio Podcasters Meetup, got me that gig. And I could easily say, well, you know, the Cleveland Podcasters Meetup, you know, Northeast Ohio now, you know, it's not that big. We only have maybe 5 people. Yeah, but one of those 5 people got me on TV. So again, be very careful about putting the word only in front of a number when you're talking about people. And John Dennis is a guy I've known. He's the guy behind the largest Facebook group for podcasters called the Podcasters Hangout. And I had no idea about him. I knew he was a marketing guy, but there was a conference in Las Vegas. It's the Thrive Make Money Matter conference. Didn't realize he was one of the co-organizers of that. And then Mark Johansson dropped this bomb on me that, yeah, John did a podcast that did so good, that got so many customers. Well, I'll let John tell you.
The story goes, I love podcasting, and I didn't realize, though, how much work it was. And I probably created more work for myself because I was a perfectionist. I was editing my own show and all that good stuff. And I got clients out of my show, out of my podcast, lots of clients, very high-paying clients as well. And soon, client priorities and obligations became more important than releasing episodes.
Right. What was your show?
Smart Time Online.
Is it still around? It is.
It's still around. It's still up and running. To this day, I get emails. I'm not even kidding you when I say to this day, it brings leads into my business. And it's just, you know, there's no secret. It's a mostly monologue kind of based show where I'm just giving value. There are some interviews as well, but it's just I pour like just everything I know. I mean, I don't hold anything back, and there's no real hard stance call to actions, but there are call to actions. You know, there are definitely, if people want to learn more, then I give them a place to go to receive more. And funny story, I actually got a Fortune 500 multi-billion dollar client out of my podcast. One of the digital heads for this company had heard my show and then heard me speak about a subject that they needed help with. And it's amazing that she came to listen to me speak as a result of hearing my show. It all goes back to my show. And then a conversation ensued, which led to a proposal, which led to a contract. It was amazing.
Cha-ching. Yeah,
because of my podcast.
Such a nice guy. Such a cool story. And it's like, that is definitely one of my favorite because of my podcast stories. It's awesome. I love that. Well, you know what? I got so many customers, I couldn't do the podcast anymore. And yet he said he's still getting leads today because that stuff's evergreen. Until he quits paying his hosting bill, he's going to keep generating leads. How cool is that? So definitely, if you're thinking of starting a podcast, you know, I know it's the holidays, but why not sign up now at the School of Podcasting? And by January, where everybody else is going to be like, all right, this is the year I'm going to start a podcast. Well, you'll already be through the planning phase. It'll be awesome. So use the coupon code LISTENER. If you need podcast media hosting, go over to Libsyn. It's LIBSYN.com. Use the coupon code SOP. That's short for School of Podcasting. SOP free. And you actually end up with 2 months. Like if I signed up right now, it's November 13th as I record this, I would get November free and then you get December free as well. So it's almost like 2 months over at Libsyn.com. Again, coupon code SOP free. If you are a new listener to the show, I am a bit of a mad scientist. I like to play with tools and such. And I have podcasts on Libsyn. I have podcasts on Blueberry. I have podcasts on Podbean. And now I launched a new podcast, and you're like, what? Yeah, this is one of those just, it's an experiment thing, called bestpodcastinggear.com. Now, there's a real reason behind this. This site was actually generating a decent amount of money through a store that I had. Well, Google came along and said, after giving me tons of traffic, and said, there's nothing on here but affiliate links, like nothing but affiliate links, which was true. And they basically said, so we're not sending you any more traffic. And I was like, but Google. And they went, we don't care. We're Google. And so I've gone over and I've added show notes. I've added a podcast now. And eventually when I get more stuff over there, I will go back to Google and go, please, sir, can I have more traffic? Because they said I can reach them back once I fix things. So I'm fixing it by putting a podcast over there. And I am playing with a new media host called Omni Studio. Now, they don't meet my criteria. My criteria, if you're new to the show, is A, whatever I upload, I got to download. And I believe they changed the name of my file. They think that's where they cancel out. I want stats. They do have stats, and we'll talk about that here in a bit. And they have support, which is good. And they make me pay for it, which is good. Their stats are interesting because this is one of the things they're saying, is that they can tell you how far somebody listens. And for the record, that's not new. Stitcher has been doing that forever. And the other thing is that I discovered, to get that stat, you have to use their player. Okay, I got that. But here's the thing. If you talk to Todd Cochran from Raw Voice and Blueberry, he'll tell you that somewhere around 70 to 80% of people are downloading your show via RSS feeds. If you talk to Rob Walsh, the VP of Podcast Relations, you know what he's going to tell you? 70 to 80% of the downloads are coming through an RSS. They're not coming from your website. So that number is going to be a very small representation of your audience. And if you go, oh, I wish I had that. If you're on Stitcher, you already have that. Because again, Stitcher only represents about 3% of people listening to podcasts. So that's, and the other thing that's really annoying about their stats is when you hit, I think they call them analytics, you have to sit there and wait for them to kind of spin and do some number crunching or something. And most, trust me, first full disclosure, I work for Libsyn, and people love stats and they don't want to wait 5 seconds, let alone about 20. So that's what birthed this podcast. The two things. And so I thought about this. I said, well, hey, this is still good content. And I actually had Kim from Toastmasters101.net asked me one day, she said, you know, you don't have any dates on your website. And for the record, I know that drives some people nuts. It's a function of my theme and I've never put it in there. And people go, well, you say here that the Audio-Technica 2100 is the best microphone. When was that article written? Has things changed? It is the internet. Things change. And so I thought, well, this would be a good time to maybe answer that question. Is it? And so the first thing we're going to talk about, best places to shop for gear. And I know the original answer you're thinking is, well, Amazon, duh. I mean, isn't that always the answer, Amazon? I mean, Amazon Prime, you get free shipping and all that stuff. And that's true. They have a phenomenal selection and they have really good prices. And I am an affiliate. So if you go over to School of Pod, if you go to bestpodcastinggear.com/shop, that will take you to my Amazon store. And I also have Amazon links on the School of Podcasting. And yes, I do generate income from those. But that's not always the best thing. Now, here's the one that nobody's ever heard of. Same Day Music. And I'll have links to these out in the show notes, of course. If you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/540, Same Day Music has, if unless you're in New Jersey, sorry, New Jersey, and I'm not sure how it works outside of the U.S., so I'm sorry to my friends across the pond, but here's the cool thing. The you might get tempted, let's say you want to buy, the microphone I'm using right now is the Electro Voice RE320, and at Amazon, it's at $279. Now, did you know that at Same Day Music, they have that microphone for $299, and they also have a non-new version, which probably means it's refurbished, for $269, and you don't have to pay taxes unless you live in New Jersey. Sorry, New Jersey. And they allow you to do like a payment plan. Pretty cool. So in some cases, if it's the same price, and often it is, you can get away without paying taxes because, of course, you have to claim those on your taxes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Of course you do. And so that's another alternative. Now, another one, unless anyone think that all I do is recommend affiliate stuff, these people don't have an affiliate program, and that is BSW. And you can find them at BSW USA. And they are all about audio and broadcasting. I mean, they have some really tools that are just crazy for actual radio. And they do have some niche items that you may not find in some places. They also run specials and have bundles that you just won't find in some places. For example, if you wanted to go totally pro and buy the Electro Voice RE20, not the 320, the 20. This is the one that's used. It's like a staple in radio stations, along with the shock mount. And BSW actually has their own pop filter for this. That would run you $479. Now, if you bought the equivalent at Amazon, well, you would basically be over that price with just the shock mount and the microphone. So they have a really cool package. So if somebody were to come to me and said, Dave, I want to get, you know, an RE20, I would direct them at BSW, even though I don't get any kind of affiliate thing for that. Now, another one is B&H Photo. And you're like, photo? I thought this was podcasting. Now, their prices are typically about the same, occasionally a little more. But here again, you can find things here. Like, if you can't find it at BSW, it's pretty amazing. But there are some things you can't find over there. But if you can't find it there, you can find it at B&H. They carry everything. So if you're looking for lighting, microphones, mixers, cords, cable, everything. And here's another one where they have a package for the RE20. Again, that's the Total Pro kind of microphone that has a cloud lifter. Now you're like, Dave, what is a cloud lifter? It's this little box and it basically makes your microphone louder in a nutshell. To keep it completely just, let's go super basic. That's what it does. And they, you need that with that microphone because that microphone isn't very loud. That's an easy way to put that. The other thing you're going to find at B&H, if you call them on the phone, and you also have this at BSW, is a knowledgeable staff. These people really know their stuff. And again, they that's why they have a package with the RV20 with this kind of volume booster in it. They also have another package where you can buy the RE20 with a DBX 286 preamp, which is one of the things I used to use in the past. And those two, man, that is, if you want to go pro, that's a great package right there. So, but here's the thing. So in some cases, if you're just looking for price, Amazon. But realize that Amazon doesn't carry everything. I know, it's hard to believe. So let's talk about this. I talked about the Cloud Lifter, but there's this other thing. And we're going to be talking about the podcast glossary here in a minute. When we get to Fs, this is definitely going to make the Fs. And it's called the Fethead. What a weird name, right? And all it is, it's this little thing you clip into your microphone. And again, it just boosts the volume of it. It's, you're ready to get our geek on. It's 20 decibels of clean gain. It makes your microphone louder. And so I went to Amazon and typed in Fethead. And it said, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But it did suggest the Cloud Lifter, which was that thing I was talking about earlier. If I go to Same Day Music, again, really cool, no tax, not the biggest selection. And in this case, they said, nope, no soup for you. BSW, never heard of the Fethead. So that was surprising. But B&H had one for $89. So it kind of depends on what you're looking for and where you're looking for it. So those are some things to keep in mind when it comes to shopping for gear. Now the next question. What microphone do I need? And I go, hey, not so fast there, Sparky. Let's go, do you need a mixer? And you're like, really? Mixer before a microphone? Oh, yeah, because there are a lot of people that buy mixers that just don't need them. So first things first, what the heck is an audio mixer? If you or your co-host are in the same room, and let's say you're playing music into your podcast, the purpose of the mixer is so that you can adjust the audio levels of you, because maybe you're a really quiet person. And then your co-host is like, well, that's not going to work. So you got to adjust that so you're the same level. And then you got to make sure the music isn't too loud. So this is what a mixer does. It adjusts the volume levels. And you can do fun things like add bass and treble and clear things up. And we'll talk about that when we get into microphones. But the key word here is, do I need a mixer? Like, you need food. It's cool if you can do laundry, but you need food, right? So when I say need here, I mean you can't do without it. Now, you can always find a use for a mixer. Nothing else. They look cool. It's like, look at all those knobs, right? But I'll explain when you need one and when you want one. And there is a big difference there between need and want. So keep in mind, the simpler you keep it, the less headaches you have. Tyler Scheff from the Cashflow Guys went down to Puerto Rico with the Messengers documentary. Find that at themessengersdoc.com to visit John Lee Dumas. And he said one of the coolest things was he was down there and there was Kate Erickson and they had a microphone and a laptop. That was it, because it's simple. You don't need this big thing that looks like an airplane cockpit. So the more you add, the more things can go wrong. So when do you need a mixer? If you have multiple people in the same room, pretty much you need a mixer. Everyone should have their own microphone, and that should go into a mixer. When you put the one microphone in the middle of the room, yeah. Can you do that? Yeah. Should you? No, probably not. So if you're mixing in live music or sound effects and things like that, then you need a mixer. Multiple sound levels, whether it's you and a person, you and sound effects, you and something else that makes noise, you need a mixer. So then when do you not need a mixer? If you're recording solo and you're not going to add any music or sound effects as you're doing this, you don't need a mixer. You really don't. I'm doing this right now. Now, I'm going through a mixer, but that's because I got a bunch of really unneeded hardware that I'm running it through. And but I could easily just plug this right into the computer. Some of my other shows that I do that I'm not quite as picky about the audio quality, I just use a microphone, a USB microphone, goes right into the computer, because that audience isn't picking apart every single syllable and going, wait, what bandwidth of the EQ did he boost to get that? So that's, if you're just going solo, you may not need, key point there, need a mixer. So now, when do you maybe, you don't need a mixer, but you probably could use one. If you're doing a show with a co-host or a guest who is not in the same room with you, so it's you and then your buddy from high school who now lives in Chicago. Now, you could get on Skype with a USB microphone, and you could use software to record it. I personally would recommend getting a piece of hardware, like a portable recorder, as a backup. But in that scenario, you don't need a mixer because you can do it without it. Just cross your fingers, reboot your machine before you start. So keep that in mind. In that case, you don't need a mixer. In fact, you could record it on your side, and they could record theirs on their side, and then you could put them together. That would maybe be your backup in addition to recording into whatever software. So that's one where you don't really need a mixer, but you could probably use it. So what is the best podcasting microphone for less than $100? Now, this is one of those things. Back in the day in high school, we would argue about guitar players. Who's better, man? Eddie Van Halen or Ace Frehley? Or Randy Rhodes or Ted Nugent or Angus Young? And it's all that stuff is subjective. So to say this is the absolute best, not entirely true. Because I didn't even mention the Shure SM58. And the reason I didn't include the Shure SM58, because it's a great microphone, I have one sitting here, is because you could take this and like fix a flat tire with it, probably use it to stir the mashed potatoes, and then sing on stage and it would still work. They are literally indestructible. But it's not USB. You can plug it into a mixer. I used one for years when I recorded my podcast, but I compare these because they are all A, dynamic, meaning they kind of just pick up what's right in front of them. B, they can work with a mixer, unlike the Blue Snowball, which is just a USB microphone. And so when you get two people now what do you do? And it also is USB. So they're XLR, which means it works with a mixer, and USB, and they're dynamic. And those three microphones are the Samson Q2U, the Audio-Technica AT2005, and the Audio-Technica 2100. Now, for the most part, if you look at the specs of these microphones, they should sound pretty much identical, kind of. And I was really surprised that, they didn't. I was kind of like, really? Now, they don't sound miles apart, but they did sound a little more different than I thought. So here, what I did, just to give you the behind the scenes, because I know we are nerding out today. Are you having fun? Are you got like your tinfoil hat on? I plugged this microphone directly into my recorder. There's no mixer involved. What you're hearing is just the microphone. And I made sure the volume level was strange. So I'm not going to tell you what's what. And here is here's the sample. So this is microphone number one. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Microphone one. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. This is microphone number two. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. This is microphone number two. And this is microphone number three. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. This is microphone number three. Now realize these are all subjective. Some of you might say, well, that was hands down number two. And somebody else is like, what? Number one? And somebody else is like, you guys are you drunk? Number three. Well, here's how I voted. First of all, microphone number one, Samson Q2U. Congratulations, you are my number two. Second microphone, the Audio-Technica AT2005. You are my number three. I actually thought the Samson Q2U sounded a little warmer. Now, my top one, yeah, still is the Audio-Technica ATR2100. And there are times when I'm looking for quick, fast podcasting. I take that thing down, plug it into Hindenburg Journalist, and go to town. And there are some things in Hindenburg Journalist that I do that it's just not the microphone. You can tweak it and things like that. But realize this is super subjective. And not every microphone works with every voice. And here's the other thing. If you do have a mixer handy, you can do things like, hey, I'm going to make this really, really clear now. Ooh, that's really clear. Or I'm going to boost the bass. Ooh, you know, and this is where any of these microphones, I could plug them all in and make them sound identical. And that's one of the things we're going to have in a future episode. I'm crowning my own personal opinion, the ATR 2100, the best of those three. And in a following episode, I'm going to compare the ElectroVoice RE320, which is what I'm talking into right now, the Heil PR40. Every time I say that, that seems to happen. And the Audio-Technica BP40. And those are three microphones over $300. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to crown that winner, and I'm going to plug them both in, and I'm going to show you how I can make that ATR 2100 sound just like whichever one wins that one. So, coming up in the future. But here's the final kind of bottom line on some of this. They're all good choices. You're not going to regret purchasing any of them. They don't sound like the phone. They don't sound like the built-in microphone of your camera. All those sound horrible. The big takeaway that I want you to understand, you don't need to spend $1,600, $2,000, $3,000 on equipment. You just don't need to. And also keep in mind, great content can save poor audio, but great gear will never save horrible content. I don't care if you're talking into a $2,000 microphone. If you're spending 20 minutes talking about how much you hate Bob Seger, it's just not compelling, unless you also hate Bob Seger. And then another thing, once you get your microphone, focus on your audience and your content. Check it off the list and move on. And the other thing, another final note then, so many podcasters recommend the Blue Yeti. And this is slowly turning into a pet peeve of mine. Is it a bad microphone? No. Is it a good choice? No. And you'll notice that most of them, I'm noticing a trend here, that most of them say, I used to use the Blue Yeti. I recommend the Blue Yeti. It sounds great. I don't use it anymore. And the reason for that is they are a condenser microphone, as is the Blue Snowball. And which means it's going to pick up a ton of noise. And it would basically have me now using a dynamic microphone sound like this. Me using a condenser microphone, didn't realize my speakers were on, but I would kind of sound like this. Just a little more room noisy, kind of stuff like that. And I'm peeking out here, but this is kind of what a condenser microphone sounds like. Just a little more room noisy. Where here, I'm right in your head. And that's why I don't like them. Not a bad microphone. Now, what they're great for is a gamer. You know, like the dude going, hey, come on, Skipper, get in there, shoot him, kill him, dude. That would be great because you could just put the microphone there and it's going to pick up everything. What are you doing? Shoot him in the head. Come on, dude, get to the chopper. Right? So, and it just drives me nuts because so many people have written how great the Blue Yeti is. And you know why? Because back in the day, somebody did a really good job with the PR department at Blue and said, this is a great microphone for podcasting. And it's just, in my opinion, there are better options. And those are the one I talked about today. All right. Lest anyone think that I'm just an old curmudgeon. I really worry about that sometimes, that I'm just the guy going, get off my lawn. You, I'm going to tell your dad. You know, it's like, but Mark from the Resourceful Designer podcast, you can find that at resourcefuldesigner.com. Last week I said, hey, here's the E's. And there was like one, I think it was episode 0. And Mark left a comment out at school at podcasting.com. Said, hey, what are you talking about? That's the E's. Where are these other ones? And I was like, ooh, he's got a good point. So I am always open for constructive feedback. Somebody else wrote in an earlier episode when I said, everybody just uses 44.1 for your sample rate. When we talked about sample rates. And he said, oh, please tell people 48. Because 44.1 is okay for most things. But 48 is, if you're going to do anything with video, set your sample rate to 48. I don't do anything with video. I go 44.1. I know, I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. So here are some more E's tacking on from last week. And you can find Mark. Now, he's a web designer. His website right now is being redone because, like everybody else, you put your customers first. So Mark's in the middle of a redesign. But because podcasting is timeless, it's at Marksman, that's MarkSman design.ca, because he's Canadian, really nice guy too. And so, Mark, now the pressure is on. You need to finish your redesign, buddy. And so here are some E's. And the idea here is to eliminate the jargon that people go, what? And so last week I mentioned that episode zero is a podcast episode that is often, it's just a simple introduction episode used as a placeholder because you do need one live episode to go into iTunes. What else do you need? Tell them what you need, Dave. You need a live episode. You need an RSS feed with all the stuff filled in. And you need a piece of artwork that needs to be at least 1400 by 1400 images, 1400 by 1400 pixels, and preferably less than 500 kilobytes in size. So that's what you need to get into iTunes. And some people just go, well, I need a live episode. All right, I'll just make this simple one. I used to do episode zeros. Don't do them anymore. I like that first episode still to come out and basically punch people in the face and grab them by the neck in a kind, loving way. So another one that we throw out there is effects. I just throw some effects on it. Well, if you're brand new to audio, you're like, what are effects? Effects are things that you can add to your audio, such as reverb. So here's some reverb. I could add echo. So if I wanted to do this. Now, you'll notice here that effects are pretty useless. Hello? Right. And that's going to go on forever now. And compression, which we talked about when we covered the C's. Now, eventually, I will have this as a handout. I'm kind of doing this as we go along. Another one is equalization. Well, hey, we talked about that earlier. If I come over here and turn up the... Where's my microphone? If I turn up the mids here we go. Yeah, now I'm sounding like I'm on the phone. This is equalization. It's a fancy word for adding bass and treble. This one has some treble, some more treble. You can do that. That's adding equalization. It's a fancy word for bass and treble. Enunciate. A great example of not enunciation is Mick Jagger, right? You know I'm doing all right. Well, Mick, there's a T at the end of all right. Doing all right. Which on occasion he does. James Hetfield from Metallica. He loves to enunciate. It's not my bitch. Ha! He over enunciates. Lita Ford from the 80s, remember her? She was another one. Went to a party on a Saturday night, didn't get laid, got in a fight. There are T's on the end of those. So enunciation is when you overpronounce your words, or at least pronounce your words so people can understand what you're speaking of. Which reminds me of like every 10-year-old kid on Shark Tank. They come in, hello, sharks. My name is Stephen J. Raisinet, and I am a, you know, and they just overenunciate their words, and they're really cute, but you also kind of want to punch them in the face. I hate smart children. I had a little cousin that used to just come in, hello, and he would just overenunciate all of his words. Meanwhile, Ecamm call recorder. Now, some of us think we're cool, and we're just like, oh, just use Ecamm. Well, this is cool, but if you're brand new, you're like, can somebody tell me what an Ecamm is? Is that a camera? Is it like, where do I get that? It's actually Ecamm call recorder. And we break that down. Call recorder is the program. The name of the company is Ecamm. So it's a software for the Mac platform. And as much as I get nervous about people recording Skype calls on the PC, for the record, don't use Pamela. Please don't use Pamela. And by that, I mean, don't use Pamela. Because every time Skype updates, it breaks. That's another one. That's another classic example of everybody repeating that over and over and over. And for years, I've been saying, don't use Pamela. And yet I hear people going, hey, I was using Pamela and it broke. And I'm like, don't. But I don't say that about call recorder. I don't know anybody who's had I lost my interview because of the software. I've had people say, I forgot to press record. And that is so easy to do, by the way. I did that. Was it this week or last week? I was talking with Jessica Rhodes of interviewconnections.com. If you want to rock both sides of the mic, go talk to Jessica. And I've known Jessica for a little bit. She's really cool, really nice person. Great podcast, by the way, Roads to Success. And because I know her, we get on to do this interview and for another podcast. And I know her, we just start talking. And then we go into the interview and I looked up and I had two things, right? I had my recorder for Skype and I had my portable record. I didn't hit record on either one of them. So lest you think that, again, I'm perfect or anything, not that you think, you know what I mean? I have people that are like, really? I'm like, yeah, I make mistakes all the time. Not a lot, but you know, I like to be transparent here. And so if you're interviewing somebody you know, be very, very careful. It's really easy just because it's super casual just to go in and start talking and forget to hit record. It happens. I'm here to tell you. So that's Ecamm call recorder. Evernote is a free software tool that I really, really like. I've really been getting into Evernote. It's a free software, and it's like everything else. If you want to be a power user, you have to pay a little bit of money. And it will organize kind of anything you want. You can have text, you can have PDF images, and then they all sync to the cloud, and then they sync to your device. So if I'm reading a PDF, and what's really cool is with PDFs, you can go in and mark them up, and then it makes like notes out of your markups. It's really cool. And then I can read it on my phone. I can read it on my desktop. It's really cool. So a lot of people will put show notes in Evernote. And then you can share your note with your co-host so you can collaborate on them. A little bit like Google Docs that way. But this was the coolest thing. When I was in DC Podfest last weekend, there I got a bunch of business cards. And I literally right now on my microwave, I have a stack of probably 15 to 20 business cards. I know Nick Snapp. I see Nick Snapp every time I go to microwave something from makeitsnappyshow.com. Super nice guy. And I got his business card on the top of my pile. And what you can do with Evernote is you can take a picture of that business card and tell it, this is not just an image, it's a business card. And it will basically take the information, the phone number, the email, and put it into, so you can then scan it later. Like you say, hey, show me Nick Snappy. And I want to call him Nick Snappy so bad. His name is Nick Snapp. His show is Make It Snappy, but I just... Nick, you have been dubbed Nick Snappy. I've done that twice now. And I could look that up and it would find Nick Snapp, not Nick Snappy, Nick Snapp in Evernote. It's a really, really cool program. Now, if you want to get into Evernote, I do have an Organizing Your Podcast course at the School of Podcasting. And if you don't want to be a membership, you could just go buy that course. And the big chunk of that is Evernote stuff. Last but not least, email list. And you're like, what? People don't know what an email list is? If you're brand new to the internet and to podcasting and things like that, when somebody goes, well, yeah, just get an email list. Well, what's an email list? Well, if you're just used to emailing your family and your friends, you're sending one email at a time. And what an email list does is they almost all give you a little bit of code that you can put on your website, and it'll make a form, and people can sign up for those to get future updates. So, for example, I have a free resource. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/headlines, because headlines are so important for your podcast. And I've got a free resource that has a whole bunch of other resources that you can use to learn how to make really good headlines. There's some tutorials on software that'll help you with your headlines. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/headlines, you can see a form, and if you sign up for that, you get the free resource, and then in the future, you will get updates from me. And some really popular ones are MailChimp. A lot of people like MailChimp because it's free. I used to use AWeber. It's not a bad choice. Right now, I'm using ConvertKit, and ConvertKit is the one that I use, and that allows me to do that little, what's called a lead magnet with that little PDF that I have. So that's what an email list is, and it just makes it easy to communicate with your audience. So that is it for the E's. We are moving on to F's, and thank you again to Mark for saying, hey, wait, you missed a couple here, buddy. And again, I'm always open for some constructive feedback.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
It's a boy. You're like, what? Hey, I realize one of the things I don't do enough of, and I really got to start doing this, is the School of Podcasting opened back up in October. And we've got some people coming through, and now they're launching their podcast. And one guy I've been working with a lot, he will say he's been bugging me, but he's not. I love when brand new people come in. They're like, what should I do next? What should I do next? And so I was kind of aware that Derek launched his show. And there's a couple more coming out. I know Mark Nelson is close. I know Connie has one coming out soon for small business people. It's going to be really cool. And so I want to start playing some of these, as well as people that are in the School of Podcasting. So you can, you know, again, I've got a microphone here. I want to spotlight my friends. And so you can find Derek at TheDerekDaniel.com. And he didn't do that because he's an egomaniac. It's much like me. You, the guy that had Derek Daniel wasn't giving it up. I know the guy that owns DavidJackson.com has basically said, I'm going to get a restraining order if you ask me to sell that again. So I'm done with that. And basically, Derek's website is really cool, by the way. It's real people doing real life. And he kind of talks about everything. And here's just a quick clip of his episode number one.
Today on the program, we're going to talk about the things that I learned while taking a hike out in the woods. Plus, I've got a story that's going to make you say, duh. All that coming up right now on episode number one. Crank it up. Welcome to the Derek Daniel Show. I am your host, Derek Daniel, and this is the podcast for real people doing real life. On the show, we discuss everything from Jesus and junk food, movies and music, reality and relationships, and so much more. But no matter the discussion or topic, we're here to encourage, entertain, and inspire you no matter who you are, what you believe, or how life is treating you today. Hey, welcome to the show. So glad that you could be here for the first episode of the Derek Daniel Show. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about
super nice guy, by the way. He was on our last Saturday. We had a, we call them office hours. It's basically open Q&A. Got another one coming up this Wednesday. So if you were to sign up for the school podcasting right now, you could have live coaching with me for free. It's part of your membership at the School of Podcasting. Just use the coupon code. And by the way, I don't mention this enough. This coupon code is not on the website. This coupon code, listener, LISTENER, is only for you because you took the time to listen to me. And that shows me that you're really interested in starting a podcast. And think about this. You could start today and have your podcast blaring in 2017 and growing. Plus, you not only do you get the live coaching, you get the step-by-step tutorials. I know had another new member sign up and said, man, the planning your podcast one. He goes, that was brilliant. He goes, I thought I knew my idea. He goes, I'm so more tuned into that now. So, and plus things I already mentioned earlier, the organizing your podcast course, and there's like 16 different courses there. So when I say everything you need to launch a podcast, it's there. And I'm always adding to it and refining it based on feedback. That's really the key. My background is in teaching. I've been helping people understand technology for over 20 years. And I'm so open to feedback and just making sure this is the best source on the internet. And so if you're interested in that, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/start. That'll take you right over there and use the coupon code listener. And I hope to see you on the inside. Next week, we will be doing another quick microphone shootout, as well as some other things that I am working on, but always open for your feedback. And you can just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, and maybe we'll hear your smiling voice right here. Always looking for Because of My Podcast Stories. We have definitely a few of those coming. And haven't done one of these in a while. What was the last five podcasts you listened to? And tell us a little bit about them. That's always a fun little tool. So looking forward to talking to you next week after Thanksgiving is next week here in the States. So that'll be fun. And then we'll be gearing up for Black Friday. Hoofa. That's always fun. Be careful out there. People get really nuts by, you know, hey, let's celebrate the holidays by tearing each other apart and, you know, fighting over the, you know, little Nancy Wetzer Pants doll or whatever's going to be hot this year. It's crazy. So that's going to do it. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Class is dismissed. Take care and God bless. The golden, I should know the name of this, shouldn't I? Here in the States, we've got Thanksgiving coming up where overweight Americans unbuckle a belt loop and sit down at a table and eat more food than, you know, it's crazy. And so, Dave, what does that have to do with a mixer? I was thinking of like a mixing bowl. That made no sense at all. Let's do that again, shall we? Better known as mix. So I mentioned that you there are three microphones. Oh, geez. Podcastconnections.com. Or is it Interview Connections? Oh, Jessica's going to hate me.